I'm going to talk about is we'll do something completely different.
Okay.
A really interesting one in today for all those people that are interested in bushwalking in Tasmania.
Oh, well, we've got plenty of, well, plenty of walks. Yeah, I know there's been several books released, in regard to short walks, and I think I've done about three of them.
Yeah, now this one is a new one. Now, this is actually published by the Tasmanian National Parks and Wildlife Service.
Yeah.
And it's a very compact guidebook to the overland track.
Right.
So from Cradle Mountain to Lake St Clair. And this is, as I say, it's nice and light, paperback format, priced at $18. But it's a very comprehensive, very well illustrated guidebook to the overland track. And basically, it's got a small historical introduction giving you some background as to sort of where and how the overland track came to be. Then it's got a it's got some very good background information as to what you need to take, essential gear, the current regulations in terms of, you've got a book to be on the track now, you've got to travel in a certain direction, et cetera, et cetera. And then it, as I say, then gets into the main part of the book, which is actually their suggested schedule for attacking the walk, broken up into the specific days that you'll spend on the track, giving you details about the various huts that you stay at, and some of the scenery that you'll be walking through, and with some of the more important or spectacular things particularly mentioned. And then towards the back of the book, though, it goes into, as I say, some of the history behind the track, and then some more, slightly more detailed information about the landforms and the geology, the plants that you'll see along the way, the animals you might meet if you're lucky, and the bird life, and so a really good simple guidebook that you can throw in the back of your pack, doesn't weigh much, and just a really good little reference. And even for people who have probably done the track a few times, and they may already have one of the other guidebooks that's currently available on the overland track, this one is a very worthwhile addition to the library.
You're an outdoorsy kind of fella, aren't you?
Oh, I get out a little bit. I wouldn't say I'm a highly experienced bushwalker, but I do like getting out in the Tasmanian bush, but I must confess, I like the track to be well-defined.
Right.
I don't like to have to bushwhack.
Okay.
And I like to have something that you're going to. I can take a certain amount of bush,
yep,
but I really like a nice panoramic view, so some big mountains to look at, or a river to come across, or a waterfall, or something like that. Miles and miles of nothing but bush, I must confess, and I know some people think you're a Luddite, but miles and miles of nothing but bush, and I'm afraid, no, I get a bit tired of it.
So have you done the overland track before?
I have.
Okay, I've done
it. A few years ago now, I did it with my two eldest children, and we had an absolute ball, and apart from the first day, we were blessed with sensational weather. We won't talk about the first day. The first day was a complete and utter contrast. And we were very pleased to get to the first hut on the first day. We were that wet and that cold. By the next day, everything had dried out and away we went. And, the weather was just sensational. And, there was one small part of the track that I don't want to go back and do that again. But the rest of it, I'd quite happily front up and do the whole thing again.
I've only done the Lake St Clair. So you get dropped off at the northern end of Lake St Clair on a boat, on a dinghy. And then I think Dad and I walked the 12 or 13K back to...
Oh, back, round past Echo Point Hut, and then all the way back to Watersmeet and Cynthia Bay.
So we took the easy way out. Good idea, Tim.
Very good, Lee. I tell you what, at some point you need to get back and do the whole thing, because it really is well worthwhile.
Pack a couple of muesli bars. Thanks for your time.
So you'll need those.
What title are you watching out for? What's it called?
It's just very simply called the Overland Track.
A lot of thought went into that.
No, that's right.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, mate.
Bye.
See you. Bye.